in Simon Shin Aleph. We're holding in Sifch of Gimel. We finished the Sif. We didn't finish all the Mishaburas. Holding Mishaburas of Cut and Pei Gimel. We ran through Pei Beis at the end. I'll pick up Pei Beis again also. Okay. So we said, that this the halacha that if something is attached to the beged, it's considered part of the beged. It's not considered hutzah. An example over here being these like little bells on the garment. It's something only with something which is normal to be there. Something which you attach something which is not there to be there, it doesn't work. So Mishabura said over here two reasons. He said number one is because it's considered a gezeira. So it means really mikra din, once it's attached, it should not be derisive, it'd be a problem. It's gzeir d'rabanan. Then he brings from the Mordechai. So how the gozu mechubra to edem mechubra. Now the Mordechai shom shesiyim the efshad v'klal masayhu v'chiv chathas nama yesh b'zeh then obotel yabi beged kivin shein darko b'kach. So not just because it's attached to the beged, if it's not there to be there, it's not going to be considered part of the beged, then you're carrying something. Okay. Even though it's attached to the beged, but it has no way is it enhancing the beged, or it's necessary for the beged, so it's not bottle, and as if you're carrying it without the beged, and then therefore the person would be chayiv. Okay.
It's called derech chutzah, enough to make you chayiv.
So it's a chiddush. It's considered derech chutzah. It is interesting that it's considered derech chutzah, and that needs to be explained. If it would be a common thing to carry on the beged, but there is the Mordechai and the Rashi really say two different things. The Mordechai seems to be just as long as it's not common to put it there. It's not that darka liyos mechuber shom, then it's considered amasui. The Rashi says if it's not tzarcha beged or tashvish la beged, so I get something which I normally which I can normally carry on my beged, but it's not a tzarcha of the beged or a tashvish to the beged. So then it could be considered derech masui. So the Mordechai's case is the bigger chiddush. The Rashi's case is the lesser chiddush.
I've never seen this, but I've read that there are people who put a flower in their jacket lapel. Would that be considered a tashmish beged?
I don't know. And this is all talking about in conjunction with the fact that you sewed it there.
What?
Right. It's a mechuber in some way. Right? The case of just sticking it into the lapel without attaching it, I don't know, that's not what we're talking about. So the Mishabura is going to say later on in Pei Daled, he's going to go back to this issue of what role does the sewing play. So let's hold on to that. If you go back to the Bir Halacha, Shadar Keli is Mechuber. Okay, what the lot is Bekis and Aturim Bebeged. A hood, you have a beged which has a hood on it. I mean, right now I'm not wearing the hood, so why is that called carrying the hood? Since the derech is that the hood is attached to the beged, that's a normal way the beged, even though I'm not wearing it. Or I have pockets in my beged, so I have pockets on the beged, but the pockets are not theoretically in some way enhancing the beged as I'm wearing it on Shabbos. But since they're derech to be there, they become part of the beged, and it seems to be acceptable. So those end up being in some way, they're not necessary, but they end up some way becoming, this is how pants come, this is how jacket comes, so it's not considered carrying. Okay, which is, we're going to see.
Why isn't the spare button that we talked about last week in the same category?
So let's see. We'll understand a little more after we see a few more the Mishnah Berurahs over here. So So they said that now these the yellow they had a yellow circle or a green circle that they had to wear. You're allowed to go out with it, even though it's not sewn in, it's just attached in some way or other. So Mr. Versus Pei Gimel put the lotzis behind the chashav malbush. This whatever it was that it was the way they wore it. It was constant. So again, furthermore, there's no gzeir the rabbanon that you might take it off because those emes amalchus will be scared to. And if it falls off, carrying it, he's not going to care. I'll just put on a new one. So there's no gzeiras derabanan, and there's and at the derisa level, it's considered a malbush because that's how you always go out like that.
What's their emes amalchus not to take?
Yeah, the emes amalchus was that the Jews had to wear this yellow type of a circle. So that if they would take it off, they would get punished by the malchus. Then he said, if the person has like a handkerchief, if you attach it to the ksus, it's mutter. Now, l'chara, the handkerchief is b'chlal not the tzarech a beggar, tashmish la beggar. It's for the person. So what's with that? So kan be'inan, like the Mishmur Pedal, shiyem mi'ba'idoyim tofer heitev la ksus. It has to be sewn on from before Shabbos, and or that al kaponim shia tover b'shnei ktiv is at least a double stitch. Those have a k'moy orig yachad k'nal b'reishis sif. So that gives it the equivalent of the din of orig, which we had by the case of the bells.
Bells.
Dilav hachi chashin and duma mitzak vasal suye k'moy bezogim. That addresses the gzeira derabanan that you might be otherwise it might come off and you'll end up carrying it. So now, it's the Mishmur. Okay, but let's address this. But we have a more fundamental issue over here. It's not a malbush, it's not a tachshit. The bells are in some way enhancing the baggage. The gzeira is you might come to carry it. You sew it on, they're not going to carry it. It's not going to fall off. You're not going to carry it. But this is a more basic problem. Because it was normal to sew it on to the beged, therefore it's not considered that becomes like the beged. Okay. The Fiza, he says, they wouldn't sew on their handkerchief to the beged nowadays. Then it's not considered bottle, and therefore it's also, even though it's sewn on, it's not going to help you, it's still called carrying.
It's still what? It's still called carrying?
Yeah.
It's still
what?
It's still called carrying?
They used to sew, it was manom of this remor, it was normal to sew on the handkerchief onto the end of a baguette. Nowadays it's not. So nowadays that it's not, so even if you would sew it on, it's still considered carrying. It's not bottled to the baggage. The Eisha Koshu, however, there's a different argument which says, the Fisha Betzelet, who dover Shenu Koshu, bottled to the Gabi Ksus, Kisha Tarfabai. As long as it's sewn on, it's considered bottled to the Ksus. Okay? Okay? But to tie it on, that doesn't work. It has to be attached to the baggage. So he's going to come up now and deal with different eights of how to wear your handkerchief to allow you to carry it if it's not attached to your baggage. So here we have something which, if the derech is to put it there, and it's so even though it's not mishabesh the baggage at all, so it's not considered carrying. L'char, that would be the source of the reserve button. That's why the Pesukim which are making on the reserve button, they argue that this type of argument. It's not 100% argument, because the person said that this heter of the handkerchief is only is because you could use it while it's still attached to the bag. That was the way they would do it. They wouldn't have to detach it to use it. So then this is how this now becomes the normal, it becomes part of the bag. But over here, when I plan to use it, I dafka have to take it off. So maybe that's not, then it's not considered bottle to the bag. It's the opposite. The bag is, as it were, just carrying it. That's the shayla on the machmir. Okay.
What does he say? Even if it's a
shayla on the mekalin.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Shayla on the mekalin.
Mekilim, the people which are makel on carrying reserve buttons.
You said it was the shayla on the machmirim.
So those are the two opinions, yeah.
Rangel, so, but why if it's a Kesher Shel Kayama, is that still a problem?
Even if it's Kesher Shel Kayama, it's not considered, it's not part of the bag. You haven't extended the bag, as it were. Okay. Now, yeah, the Shartzian in Kuf Gimel points out that the territory of the Magen Avraham, that it's considered that a handkerchief is considered davar shenu choshev, he has difficulty understanding why that would be true. That's the Metzius, why that's okay. Fine. Now, so the Mishabura, Misha writes like yes, a patelet emoi below the tefar lahaksus bimoydeh. So he hasn't attached it before Shabbos. There's no way to attach it on Shabbos. So he wants to carry it. Ein lo heter shiyasa atam imenu kein chagura lachkerbay. So he can't. So he says, okay, you know what? If I have a long one, I can sort of like wind it around and make it into like a strap of material, and I'll wear it like a belt. But I have a belt. You can't wear two belts. Okay. So what could you do? So what you can do is you can sort of loop it around into the rosh of the chagura, and you would then tie yourself with the patelet, not with the chagura. Just an aniva won't make it considered part of the belt. So if you would attach it to the belt and leave it there, it's one thing, but you're not doing that. Okay, the chachila toiv lasses eitz zu gufam erev Shabbos. Shana kibkesh shkiyam lachgur b'roish. Tchosh kachgur arucha lachgur b'Shabbos. So you will attach it with this kesher shkiyam. That's considered an extension of the chagura. Fine.
What?
So then the Ramah said, if it's a mechubar l'ksus, with his mitpachas, it's mutter. Davka l'ksus. Av mitfor l'chagur einom oil. So to the chagur, I tell you, you have to do a kasher. To the bagat, I tell you, you have to do tfira. What about I do tfira of the petzelet onto the chagur? Just sewing it on and it's hanging from the belt, that's not considered part of the belt. If you would sew it on the end of the belt and make it, that's how you're tying yourself, so now it's part of the belt.
What's
putzelet? So it's a handkerchief. One's in Yiddish and one's in Hebrew.
Petzelis
is Yiddish? Petzelis is in Yiddish, right? Petzela. Actually, the way I used to hear it is the Petzela. He says we're patzelet.
And this doesn't work because it wasn't a normal thing to do, to sow.
I don't think so, yeah. Right. Okay. Sif Chav Dalet. So now he's going to move into Kmeya issues. This goes for a while. Fine. Chav Dalet. Yotzim b'mini asabim shakarshin oisam b'ksharim b'talim oisam b'rafur. So a person can have this thing which they would tie up inside of some type of little container, and they would wear it. But the hugam came a klal kameya mumcha, and the heter is because it goes into the heter of kameya mumcha. He's from sif chafei, a kameya shal ksav, a kameya shal ikar. And whether it's you have a ksav inside or you have these little herbs inside, tashu lechayla keechad milabusha. If it's some way it's helping the chayla by wearing it, that becomes now part of his ensemble that he wears. So we have to define the definition of mumcha. Person cannot go out wearing a kameya which has not been proven that it's effective. But if it is it's an expert kameya, which means it's proven that it works. So you're allowed to go out wearing it. It's considered, you can't carry it in your pocket, but you can wear it even as some type of a necklace type of a thing. So that becomes now like a tasha to the chayla. It's in some way it's enhancing the chayla by helping him be healthy. Now, how can you make a kameya mumcha? You can loishta ismachi gavra b'le kameya. So the person who wrote the kameya is a person who's established that he's an expert, even though this specific kameya that he's written has never been established before that it's effective. Shekosav lachash echad b'sholosh igaris. He's written the same lachash in three different copies. Every ripul boy shloshtam shloshtam bnei adam, and all three have worked with other people. So he's been established. He knows how to write that formula. He knows how to write properly. You see that it works. But we have not established that he is considered a mumcha in other types of formulas. And similarly, if somebody else writes the same formula, we don't say, well, it's the same formula. We don't know if it's the same thing, if somebody else would be able to be effective with it. Okay, we could have the opposite case where the kameya has been established that it's effective. He wrote this one lachash. Three times it's worked with different people, or even one person, but he's had the illness three times, so it's worked for him. Now we can consider it an established kameya. If both the person and the kameya have been established that they're effective, the same person has written the same lachash for three different copies. Each one has worked for three different people. One person three times. So we know that these egrets work, and we know that this person can write this lachash. But davka shabo shtei hamchos b'yachad, this halacha that we consider it's an ismachi gavra and ismachi kameya, it's only if both happen simultaneously. Avim ismachi gavra tchila, achayosu kameya b'ripa sholosh pomim. But if then this person has been established and he knows what he's doing, based on his chazaka, which we got from other times, and then he made this kameya, and the kameya worked three times, we say it's not the kameya which is what's effective, it's the person. Okay. So what's an afkamina? So the nafkamina will be, let's say that this individual now wrote in this same lachash and it stopped working. So he, if he does it three times, he loses his mumcha, his din of being mumcha. Say if the kameya was mismachi mitzad the kameya, so the fact he loses his humcha, his being considered an expert, doesn't affect the kameya. But if it's based on him, the kameya will no longer be mutter to wear in Shabbos. And because of shlosha kameyim la'odem echad, b'ripu shlolosh pamim, he wrote three different kameyim for one person, and each one worked one time. Lo yismachi lo gavra v'lo kameya. So each one he's written has worked one time, so the kameya has only worked one time, and each the person has written three different ones, each one only worked one time. So he's not been established that he knows how to write this one kameya three times, he knows how to write it. And since it's the same person, on a mechad, we say maybe the reason why it worked is not because you're such a wonderful guy, is because this fellow has good mazel. Fine.
Ooh.
The person who received it. Yeah. Now, umut the lots of the command mumcha loishnahu shal ksav or shal ikorin, whether it's ksav or ikorin, you can wear the command mumcha. Ben bechol sheish b'sakana, ben bechol sheish b'sakana. Simon bechol sheish b'sakana. It's mutter because the point of it gets in like a tachshon. Furthermore, not only is it a case of the person already has been ill, and this is the purpose of his refuah. I feel him loyachsel achel elishul mishpachas nichven. So he has, let's say, that's an he's from a family of people which have a history of epilepsy. Mitoleu shloyachazan. He's wearing this kameya to prevent him from getting it. He's never had a fit before. He wants to prevent it from happening. So it's also shori. Okay, so if he has to untie the mitzvah, he can do that. Can't go down on Amos, obviously. If he wears it in a way that it looks like he's trying to wear it to be a piece of jewelry, that itself makes it also. Okay. Quite a lot of mishnah over here on this thing, which we have no idea what we're talking about. Okay, en yotzin pezayin. Achim v'sem shem ches mishaburus of katan kuf chavtes mashik sav nusham that it's even if it's a kamesh and a mumcha to a caramel, it's mutter. The whole discussion over here is to Rishon Zerabim. The yotzin boy dav kashum matzia derech malbush doshori. So this hat there is because you're wearing it derech malbush. But if a person is going to go out, mishum natashu luchel kechem imabushim, it becomes like part of his clothing. However, avol yotzin biyadav yavrenu abramim, you can't hold it in your hand. So there's no difference in it. Either one works, Ismachi Gabra or Ismachi Kameya. Mishabura Petes. Klala Hefresh Ben Ismachi Gabra, Ismachi Kameya, who's that? So how do we understand the difference? Ismachi Gabra, Lonikra, El Ayane Sharipa, Shlosha Ben Yodam, Michal Yachas, Bisholosh Igris. He's been Marapa, the same illness, for three people, using the same language three times, the three copies of the same thing. Each one is only merapa one time. It's only been used one time, but he's done three of them. So he's considered a mumcha for this illness for other people as well. But it doesn't help him for other formulas. All we've proven is that he knows how to write this formula. So we don't say that the fact that he's written 10 formulas which have been successful, that this new formula, we assume he's successful. One is done with the other. Fine. Umumcha Kameya is Kigan Shekosab Lachash Echad Beigeris Achas. He wrote one formula one time in one container. Ripa Boisi Geris Shalash Pomim, and that's healed three times. Whether it's one person or the same person three times, one person three times or three different people, either one will work. Is that Nasi Geris Umumcha? We know this specific item works.
If it's one person, why don't we say Masla Baron?
It seems to be that we're telling more in the lachash than we are in the person. But if the person has three different formulas and each one works for him, then we assume it's the person, not the lachash. I skipped. So to wear this specific amulet itself works. We're talking about this specific amulet. The same language written somewhere in a different piece of paper. The mumchos is on this specific physical thing, not the language of it. Even if the same writer will write it a second time, it's only a second time. See, even though this one worked three times, maybe it's this specific one, not that he's a mumcha in writing this multiple times. He wrote Lachash Echad B'Shalosh Igros. I would call it Shlosh Lachashim when he's not a gamer. Klal Yadizeh. He wrote three different formulas, so he's not been established at all. Shrei Kol Lachash Loi Hoyal Kim Le'al Odom Echad. Okay, so if he writes the same formula in three different pieces, three copies, and give it to three different people, and each one works, right? So he's been established. He knows how to write this Lachash. Now he can write it for a fourth person and it'll work. Somebody else can go get the original three papers. Even though they're not mumcha, because it only worked for one time, but the person who wrote it is a mumcha on that language. The came in the car with Gavri Skazik of Mumcha, Al Yede Lachazeh, Al Lachazeh, we might not give him, he's the better, my Chodesh, Shay Lisa Mashakas of Kvar. So there's no difference in an old one or a new one. There's no difference in an old one and a new one. He writes a new one of the same language, a fourth one, or one of the original three. Either one works. Okay. Then he said, "Ismachi Kameya," which means that he wrote this lachash and this igeris, and it worked three times. Even though three times to the same person, it worked three times. So now any person can use this same one. So any other person can take this specific item and care and wear it. Even though it works for one person. So they write the same language in a different piece of paper, that's osur. So we know that this specific item works, even for three people it works. But we don't know that the language alone a second time will work. Fine, so that was going on. Koshkin, if you have both, he wrote one lachash for the three igris, and each will work for three people.
He
Here are three things. Each one work one time. That's the case of Mizmachi Gavra. Alakim Shaila Kaligaris Pama Achas Lishloisha Noshim Gamigaris Nismacha. So he wrote three. Each one worked, right? So that's three times then. But each one worked actually nine. We have nine total. Each one of them worked three times. So we know that the Kamea worked and the Gavra worked. And that could be it works for three people, or even one person three times. A lot of mechal b'shalosh pamim. The gamba zeh who ditzir shalosh pamim keshiyah gamis mechal kameh b'chanah. But this comes to Rambo. So I have a kasha. Why are you totally the hamcha in the lachash? Maybe in the igeris. Maybe it's a hamcha in the person. Tarsi both happen simultaneously. So we say that we assume both of them are valid. So what's the case? I mean, how do you do all three at one time? Okay. So the first kameya worked three times. The second kameya worked three times. The person has not been merapa three people yet, because the third he writes another one and gives it to Shimon again. So he's been merapa two people. So now we have a kameya which has worked two times, so the person is not nismachi gavra, and this kameh is not nismachi either. Now, he takes that one which he gave the Shimon twice, gives it to Levi, and now it's worked three times, and the gavra has worked three different people. So at the Baba Asachas, we have a amcho on that last kameh and the gavra. Shabosh, amchos biyachat. But if the person already had written a geres which worked already, he's already mumcha nismacha. So then we assume it's him and not the kameya.
We don't know what's causing this. We don't know if it's the gavra or this particular instance. So don't we say something to raisa lechumra? Don't do either.
It's possible not to be the raisa.
But don't rishus rabim, I suppose.
Same even rishus rabim. The point it's batsim. It's derech malbush, and he's wearing it as a takshin. So. It's probably not a deraisa, even in that case. Okay, so both. We're telling them both. So what do we need? Nafkamina. Shema hipsin ha'reifin ha'mchaosu k'yon shakosav oi shalosh yigoros lohi ilu oz gama kemeya shenosu mikvar shripa shashanoshi masura zayin lo nismacha. If the Kameya is still effective, even though he's no longer a Mumcha, so if it's totally in him, so they were never established, so we can't wear them anymore. If they became a Yachad, so both are valid, so even though he loses his Mumcha, the Kameya retains its Mumcha. Okay. But he wrote three kameyim for one person, and it worked three times. There were three different egress, even if it's the same formula. But it's only one person, and each one only worked one time. So lo gavra v'lo kameyim. Lo gavra the hanush eno yochel lita v'igeres acheres af balachas. He can't write another one of this for formula. Maybe the reason why it worked because that the charla got better. So the Magram says now it's a problem on the charla. Others say, what do you mean? His mouth works for him. It's a kutazach. So that's the other charim taina. Okay, let's hold it here.
What was this last thing?
Last one? If this person wrote three different kameyas to one person, So one person was healed. He didn't heal three people, only healed one person. And each Kameh only healed one time. So we say that, but he got, I, the Chol, got healed three times. It's the Chol's mazel. So the Magen Ram, can he wear it now, any one of them? He says, the Gav is not Mumcha, and the Kameh is not Mumcha. He says, the guy says, I don't care, but I'm Mumcha, these things work for me. So that's the Shaila.
Okay. 7:30 tomorrow, we said?
It's 7:30 in Sharmay tomorrow. All right.